Steve Wozniak, who was himself now an informal advisor to the company, was thrilled that Jobs was coming back. He forgave easily. "It was just what we needed," he said, "because whatever you think of Steve, he knows how to get the magic back." Nor did Jobs's triumph over Emilio surprise him. As he told Wired shortly after it happened, "Gil Emilio meets Steve Jobs, game over." That Monday, Apple's top employees were summoned to the auditorium. Emilio came in looking calm and relaxed. "Well, I'm sad to report that it's time for me to move on," he said. Fred Anderson, who had agreed to be interim CEO, spoke next, and he made it clear that he would be taking his cues from Jobs. Then, exactly 12 years since he had lost power in a July 4th weekend struggle, Jobs walked back on stage at Apple. It immediately became clear that whether or not he wanted to admit it publicly or even to himself, Jobs was going to take control and not be a mere advisor. As soon as he came on stage that day, wearing shorts, sneakers, and a black turtleneck, he got to work reinvigorating his beloved institution. "Okay, tell me what's wrong with this place," he said. There were some murmurings, but Jobs cut them off. "It's the products," he answered. "So what's wrong with the products?" Again, there were a few attempts at an answer, until Jobs broke in to hand down the correct answer. "The products suck," he shouted. "There's no sex in them anymore."